Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
You guys ever do this with somebody? I've seen this in movies before, but where you're like in your 20s or your early 30s, probably 20s, and you're like, okay, when we're both old, like when you're 40 and I'm 40, and we don't have a significant other, because we're such good friends, why don't we just start dating at 40, or we'll just get married because we're just such great friends. Do you have somebody like that?
Yeah, when we're on our deathbed, let's just go ahead and just cuddle each other
as at 40.
As we go to sleep. No, I did not have a person like that.
You guys have that?
I did. Yep. One of my best friends in college
did
told
or still
me,
do?
No, did. She, it was 30 was the age, if we both were single at 30. So which I didn't think was a compliment at all. Like, if you go out and just can't find your person, you're just going to settle on me at 30. But whatever. But she ended up getting married at 29.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't even get excited for a second date. So the thought of marriage would make me break out in hives. So no pact for me.
I did. I made this pact with Jay way back in the day, Jay Marciano. And she switched teams on me.
Really?
About 2 decades ago.
Oh, no.
So that's not on the table anymore.
Oh. Nope, it's not.
Nope. Yeah. But Gabrielle here has a friend that she made this pact with. Actually, it's a coworker. Hey, Gabrielle.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, all right. So tell us about this person that you made this pact with. Like, in the future, if I'm alone, you're alone, let's just try this thing out.
Okay, so we were like good friends at work. His name is Andrew. But it was at my old job, and we haven't really spoken much, like, since I left that job. It was, like, last February. But last New Year's Eve, not this one, like, the one going into 2023, we were both at, like, a coworker's New Year's party. And at the party, we were just, like, talking a lot, and I said that I was, like, determined to find the one in 2023. And he turned to me, and I was just, like, so taken aback and surprised, because he said, well, if you're still single at the end of the year, you have to agree to give me a shot. And, I mean, I just thought he was kind of, like, joking at the time, because we're just, like, friends and coworkers, and I didn't really think I was attracted to him at that time. So I kind of just, like, ignored it and laughed it off.
So this isn't a marriage pact. It's just a dating pact.
Yeah, but I am looking for, like, the one.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I definitely
okay.
Like, get married, and I'm looking, you know. So it's, like, a dating pact slash, he didn't say marriage, but, like, that's what I'm looking for. And I don't know. So, but, like, I didn't think I wasn't attracted to him at that time. I'll just be honest. But I just, like...
Why?
I don't know. He wasn't my type, but, like, now,
why?
2023,
he ugly?
I don't know. I've just been thinking a lot about the guys that I've dated in the past, and I'm just sort of, like...
Does he have lots of skin tags?
Reevaluating. Yeah, I'm, like, reevaluating my type.
Yeah, so...
And, like, the more I thought about it, I just realized that, like, I should be dating guys that are... more like him, and 2023's come and gone, and I am still single. And I just am realizing that maybe I was just being superficial before, and that, like, now I'm feeling like I am more attracted to him, because I might have been into bad guys before, and he's, like, a nice guy, so.
Okay, so initially, physically, you weren't attracted to him. But now a year's gone by, and you're a little more desperate now than you were last year.
Decided not to be superficial anymore. Take the ugly guy.
No.
I'll take anybody.
No, we're not going to. We're not gonna do it like that. Give us three redeeming qualities about Andrew that make him like three redeeming qualities that you find attractive.
Like he walks upright.
No, stop. And it doesn't have to be physical, obviously, because lots of different things can be attractive on a person besides something physical.
Okay. First, we have really great conversation. Like, I just found him really easy to talk to, which is how we became, like, such good work friends.
Perfect. What's next?
He's, like, very responsible kind of person. He's the opposite of, like, a bad guy. He's, like, very responsible and considerate kind of guy.
So he brings safety and security into the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so we have great conversation. He seems like responsible and stable, like emotionally and just about life. And
he makes a lot of money?
He makes a fair amount of money. It's not like, he's not like broke, but he's not like super rich either. I'm okay with that.
Hey, look, two things are plenty. I know a lot of relationships that are based on less than two.
I did not know that our third one was kind of so, alluded.
Three was a lot.
Yeah.
Three was too much.
She was asking for a lot. Okay, three?
Two of three is just fine. That's just fine.
All right.
So, Gabrielle, when you emailed us, you wanted us to reach out to him to see if he was serious about dating, right?
Yeah, because I'm just, like, really too nervous to ask myself, and we haven't even spoken, really, since I left that job. And I don't even know if he would remember saying that to me if it wasn't just, like, a flippant comment and he wasn't serious. And I just, like, don't really want to be rejected, so okay. I just thought it'd be easier if, like, maybe.
Well, we've already done the heavy lifting for you. Mm-hmm. Our studio director, Tommy, reached out to this dude to see, A, if he remembered you, B, if he was really serious about this, and if so, would he go out and, hey, let's go have a date, okay? So hang with us for a couple of minutes, and Tommy, our studio director, will tell you exactly what we found out about this guy, because he did reach out to him, and he got an answer back.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Okay, so hang with us, and we'll give you the results next.
The Burt Show.